I understand you didn't eat supper yet. The yotze with a very short schmooze. I assume that you're tired also. So tired that you'll be able to go to sleep right away and not make any fires tonight, or maybe get carried away and think it's Lag BaOmer because you were in Meron. Pasuk says, Kiseitze l'mokom aloidecho. So the Arizal says that that's a hint to the Milchemes HaYetzer. The biggest oyev a person has is his Yetzer Hara. And when you go out and do battle with the Yetzer Hara, the Shavita Shivyo, sometimes you can grab from the Yetzer Hara things that you can use for the good. The idea is not to destroy the Yetzer Hara, but Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. A tavlin doesn't destroy the thing that you mix it with. It spices it up, makes it taste good. So even you go fight the Yetzer Hara, so you'll be able to capture some things from the Yetzer Hara and use them for the good. Right? A person's Yetzer Hara wants them to have COVID. So use it for the good, that you should want to have COVID for the sake of Torah. Right? Not the Shema, but at least it's something that's good. You're taking something from your Yetzer Hara and using it for the good. And similar kinds of things. So the Arizal says that this pasuk can be used to the Milchemes HaYetzer. There's only one big problem. Rashi says right away in the beginning of the Sedra, the Milchemes HaRishus HaKosim HaDavid. This Milchama that the Pasuk is referring to is a Milchama you don't have to do. Not a Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes HaRishus. Because Milchemes Mitzvah, where you have to fight the seven Goyim, you have to kill all of them. You can't take any captives. So how could the Arizal say that this pasuk is a hint to the Milchemes HaYetzer if it's only a Milchemes Rishus? The Milchemes HaYetzer, fighting a Yetzer Hara, is a mitzvah. It's a chovah. It's not a Rishus. So how could these two parshios even be a remez, right? The parsha of Milchemes HaRishus be even a remez to the Milchama of the Yetzer Hara, which is for sure a chovah and a mitzvah. So I think the answer is the following. The Milchama with the Yetzer Hara can't start where it's a mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah and you're fighting the Yetzer Hara because he already got a stronghold and he wants you to do something wrong, you've lost. You have to fight the Yetzer Hara when it's only a rishus. You have to start with the things that are not a mitzvah necessarily. Right? You can't start fighting the Yetzer Hara when he comes to you and he says, eat this thing, doesn't have a good hechsher. Right? And then you'll have a milchemes. If you don't know how to control yourself in eating things that are mutter, you let yourself go and eat everything that's mutter in a way that is like a pig. So you're going to end up eating pig too. And when the Yetzer Hara then hits you to eat things that are asur, you're not going to be able to hold on. It says, L'pesach chatas rovets. The Yetzer Hara waits for a Pesach. If you're given that opening, then that's it, you're finished. You have to make sure that there's never an opening. The Kli Yoker says that the Yetzer Hara is compared to a fly. If you have a whole apple, the fly can't do anything to it. You take a bite out of the apple, the fly can devour the rest of the apple. If you don't let the Yetzer Hara get a stronghold, you don't let him get a start, then you've won. But that has to be the Milchemes HaRishus. You have to fight him in the areas that are mutter. Not when he comes to you already and there's already a pirtza and there's already something that opens the door to something awesome. Before there's any isurim at all, you have to make sure that you guard yourself, that you don't come within the area of isur. That you already conquered the Yetzer Hara on the mutter before he gets to the isur. So all Milchemes HaYetzer starts with Milchemes HaRishus, and that's where you can capture things for the good. But if you let it go until it becomes a Milchemes Mitzvah, until you're faced with deciding Osur or Mutter, then most of the time it's already a lost battle. So that's what we learn from this Pasuk, I think, according to the Arizal, that even though the Milchemes HaRishus Nedaber, that is the Iker Milchemes HaYetzer to start the Divrei Rishus, to conquer the Yetzer Hara there, and to take whatever you can for the good, and then you've won the battle mostly, because when it comes to Divrei Isser already, the Yetzer Hara didn't have a makom to get started.